This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the severe cyclonic storm Raimal is very likely to continue to move northwards and cross Bangladesh and adjoining West Bengal coasts between Sagar Island and Kepupara, close to southwest of Mongla of Bangladesh, by midnight today. The IMD said that the landfall process is likely to commence during next 2 to 3 hours. Talking to Akashvani News, DG NDRF Piyush Anand said that the maximum sustained wind speed of cyclone will be 110 to 120 km per hour, gusting to 135 km per hour. West Bengal government is taking comprehensive relief and rehabilitation measures in view of Cyclone Raimal, which is expected to make a landfall between Kepupara in Bangladesh and the Sagar Islands in Bengal at midnight today. A special control room has been set up in the State Secretariat, Nabana. An integrated control room has also started working in Kolkata Police Headquarters to deal with the possible disaster. In Tripura, the rainfall is expected to start from tonight and is likely to continue for 2 days under the influence of Raimal. Advisories have been issued to district magistrates and collectors for taking up preparatory measures. Emergency operation centres at the state and district levels are functioning on 24/7 basis. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting in New Delhi to review the preparedness for Cyclone Raimal over North Bay of Bengal. During the meeting, he was briefed that the National Crisis Management Committee is in regular touch with the government of West Bengal. All fishermen have been advised not to venture into South Bay of Bengal and Andaman Sea. Around 1 lakh people are being moved to safer places. IMD is also extending information support to Bangladesh with regular updates. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said that the central government has extended full support to the state government and must continue to do so. Principal Secretary to Prime Minister Dr. P. K. Mishra, Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gauba, Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla, DG NDRF, DG IMD and Member Secretary NDMA were also present in the meeting. Meanwhile, the Indian Navy has also initiated preparatory actions to provide immediate and effective assistance in the wake of Cyclone Raimal. In neighbouring Bangladesh, nearly 8 lakh people have been evacuated from vulnerable areas. Campaigning continues for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to garner support in their party's favour. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on 1st of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed public meetings at Mirzapur, Mau and Bansgaon in Uttar Pradesh. He said that the country has decided to form the BJP-NDA government for the third time because of its good intentions and policies. Addressing political gatherings in Salimpur and Balia, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said, today people were upset over the increasing inflation and unemployment. In Himachal Pradesh, Congress star campaigner and senior leader Rahul Gandhi addressed election rallies in Una under the Hamirpur parliamentary constituency and in Nahan in Silmaur district under the Shimla parliamentary constituency, urging people to vote for Congress candidates. Mr. Gandhi promised that if the Congress party comes to power, 1 lakh rupees would be deposited annually into the accounts of every poor woman. The government has issued directions to telecom service providers, TSPs, for blocking incoming international spoofed calls. In a statement, the Ministry of Communications informed that fraudsters are making international spoofed calls, displaying Indian mobile numbers to Indian citizens and committing cybercrime and financial frauds. Delhi police has arrested 2 accused, including a director and a doctor, in a children's hospital fire incident. And in the final of IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders KKR defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH by 8 wickets at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.